Chuck Chad Freestyle for May 2nd, 2011. This is an audio blog of a look behind the podcast and the podcaster who does them. So welcome to Freestyle. If you haven't joined me before, thank you for joining me. If you're a returning listener, I know some of you have been listening for years and years. This is pretty much an informal, off-the-cuff, stream-of-consciousness podcast. Whatever comes to mind will. Hopefully this week will go a little bit better than last week. The last week was a little tough technologically. AT&T seems to had some outages in my area. The closest antenna was completely down, and I was dropping conference calls with customer right and left. Sometimes I could hold a call for a couple hours. Sometimes it was 15 minutes, and I had called them originally in March, mid-March, and they said, oh yes, we're having a problem with one of the antennas. It's been going on for a few weeks. And I went, wow, a month to get this thing fixed is ridiculous. And yet it's still persisting a month after that. So I wasn't hostile with them, but I let them know that I was very dissatisfied. And the person I was talking to was very forthcoming with information. He told me that the nearby tower was down. The second tower that was closest had 3G issues, which explains why I was having issues. So for a few days, I'd switched the 3G function on my iPhone off and used Edge only for the phone calls. And I still lost a couple of calls just because that one was, I don't know, either on the border of being acceptable or whatever. But it was very frustrating. And at times, I just went to my landline, although I couldn't do a hands-free with that. It kind of wedging the old cordless phone up against my neck, and tough to take notes and participate in the call as effectively as with Bluetooth headset or earbuds or something on the iPhone. So they said repairs would be done by 5 p.m. Friday. I have been using it I didn't do many calls Sunday, but Monday things are going pretty well. I had a couple of calls, didn't have any dropouts, didn't have any issues. I am on full 3G, so although the bars fluctuate between 1 and 3 bars, it's better than a poke in the eye, and it's better than I was getting. So time will tell if that is in fact fixed. They were supposed to call me back at 10 a.m. this morning for a status check, and I have not heard call. It's now 10:40, so sounds like they're gonna be hearing from me later today if I get some time. Lots of customer calls today, so very important that the phone holds up. The other thing was that I didn't mention on the phone, but I think Apple came out with a security patch or something last week, and I applied that and had 2 crashes in the first day, so that really wasn't going well. I don't know what was up with that, but I've been watching carefully of what's going on. Fortunately, most of the stuff these days lives in the cloud between, the notes I take, the software I run, the data where it's stored. So I'm not too concerned about, should this thing really crap out, losing a whole lot of information. Saturday was an old friend of mine's birthday. This is the first year that he's not been around to celebrate it. A gentleman by the name of Chris, who I've known since, I think, 4th grade. We were, 9, 10 years old? And I think I mentioned before on a previous podcast that I had lost touch with him. And when I got the news that he'd passed away last fall, I felt pretty bad and renewed my energy into keeping in touch with people from the past and keeping in touch with, better in touch with people that I've just recent new relationships. So that was a bit of a thinker. Now, the offset to that was there's 2 other people, both of them at the karate school, that were having birthdays. So, just reinforced that take every day as it comes and make the most of it. Also, Friday, the weather finally got nice enough. It's still below average. But it did get up to close to 60 degrees, and I went for my first run of the season. It's been rainy, it's been snowing, it's been cold, it's been windy. But Friday was a nice day, and I started running again. I haven't done much running since the black belt test in the fall of 2009. Tried a little last summer, but just the incentive wasn't there. Well, with the second degree black belt test coming up this fall, I've got to get out and get running again. So I did a mile. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't fast. But I did do it. And then Sunday went out and did 1.1. So my goal is a little further or a little faster or both. So I did a little further that time. So who knows? In a couple of weeks, I'll be back up to 2 miles, hopefully, or doing 1.5 miles fairly quickly. And then I'll continue that on through the summer. Nice advantage this time around is working from home. I can just head out for lunch, take 20 minutes, and run. Rather than trying to get up before the kids go to school and in the morning before Donna wakes up. Because, I mean, while I can still do that, especially if it gets to be very hot during the day, I don't want to go running if it's 90 degrees out there and Midwest humidity. But, you know, I've got the option of running early in the morning for those hot days, or in the evening, or at noon. So more options to me. Very nice advantage of working from home again. The other good news, other good news is Technorama this last weekend, I found out, was nominated for a Parsec Award, actually in 2 categories. This one just blew my mind. Let me see if I can find the paperwork here. I've got a little bit of work to do because I thought there was no category for Technorama. It's such an odd and bizarre show that doesn't really fit in any category. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with the Parsec Awards, it was started originally by Michael Meningay, Mer Lafferty, and one other person as a way to recognize speculative fiction, fantasy, a lot of author works that are out there that aren't captured by other awards like the podcast awards or the podcast peer awards, which are now defunct. But I have a lot of respect for the Parsec Awards because it's not just a popularity contest. It is a committee that evaluates quality content, how applicable the material is to the category that it's been nominated in. Now, the nominations are only the first phase. We've been nominated in Best Speculative Fiction Comedy / Parody Podcast, so I can only imagine someone thought we were funny, which is nice. And the other category is Best Fact Behind the Fiction, must have something to do with the interviews we do, which, ironically, we didn't do too many of in 2010. We had one with Tom Smith, who's a musician, who does kind of parody music himself, whom we met at Dragon Con last year and then interviewed him in November. And then we had Michio Kaku in April. So two good interviews there. I'll see if I can find anything else that gets fact behind the fiction in the content of the show. So we have our homework now to go from nominee to finalist, which are the actual people who get, you know, presented an award, but mentioned at the awards ceremony, and then they pick the winner at Dragon Con on Labor Day weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, which we will plan to be there. I have to go through all the material I can, dated May 1st, 2010, to April 30th, 2011, and find things that fit into here. Now, based on the category we've got, we have to find up to 3 segments that cannot exceed 10 minutes total in length. So I've got to get a kind of a highlight reel of these things. Now, for the interviews, I don't think that will be too difficult. For the comedy, that might be a little more interesting. Think about one of the Technorama news segments. If you've listened to the Onion Radio, they kind of poke fun, make parodies and whatnot. I just sent off an email to the Wall Street Journal because one of them that I put out about Homeland Security changing their color coding scheme, I did insert an audio clip there, and I wanted to make sure that that was okay to use. I know, a little late, but, you know, I'm not making money off of it, and I don't think anybody's searching the internet for where's the Wall Street Journal excerpts being used. So we'll go from there. And really, the podcast, the award nomination has really inspired me to think a little more creatively about the podcast. I mean, it's nice having the recognition. And you know, now when I look at the show notes and things, I've got a little bit different perspective to say, hey, you know what? We can make this better because someone thinks it's already pretty good. Whereas if you don't get any feedback, any recognition, it's like, why the heck am I still doing this? Am I doing it right? Am I? It just changes the whole perspective on things. Tried doing a show last night, but Craig had spent the entire weekend, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, with his son Harrison doing Cub Scout stuff, and he got on the keyboard about 8 p.m. my time and just was said he was exhausted and didn't have the energy to do the show. And I respect that because he's an hour ahead of me and would have been up till close to 11. Didn't want to do that to him, didn't want to do that to the listeners. So we postponed it by 24 hours, and everything's locked and loaded. Should just be sit down, start recording. Hopefully we can keep the chit-chat at the beginning of the show to a minimum and get in and out as quickly as possible, because I won't be able to hit the seat until 8:45, 9 o'clock Central Time. So I don't want to keep him up too late. But it also happens to be Stargate Universe and Chuck night. So, yeah, we're going to have to try and cram those reviews in tomorrow or something. It'll be interesting. So very happy, very honored to be nominated for the Parsec. Thank you to whomever did that for us. It's a great honor to have that. This weekend, my parents had visited. The Friday night, they were over because one of my nieces has a concert. And they drove down from Marquette, Michigan, about 3.5-4 hours. We got a new Cadillac, not an Escalade, something smaller, like a crossover SUV kind of vehicle. Didn't quite catch the brand. It's a 2008. Very nice vehicle. Wow. You know, they like the heated seats and the heated steering wheel, which is very appropriate for these northern climates. And we took them out to dinner. Just me, Donna, the girls, and Donna's dad help also happens to be visiting. He had a ceremony thingamajigger on Saturday night, so came down a little early. We all went out to a Mongolian barbecue. My parents had never been there, and I thought it was very enjoyable. Afterwards, we came back, and Julie showed them pictures of her trip to France. She had those all set up on the iMac, and I turned on home sharing, and we shared them through the Apple TV on the 65-inch plasma. So it was a very nice way to get everybody sitting in the family room. Julie had the clicker, and she was going through and narrating the picture. So the Apple TV really proved a lot of value in that scenario. That she thought that was cool. I thought it was neat, and my dad just, I don't know if he's got a Mac, and I think he's starting to think about an Apple TV for something like that as well. But I'll have to make a better pitch for him of the benefits of doing so. Today also marks the anniversary. This is the first Monday in May, that 1 year anniversary since I was fired. And I have to say, generally, I am happier with the scenario that I'm in, the situation. It was interesting because for years and years and years, I was, you know, the company was good to me, and I was loyal to the company. But I have to wonder what opportunities went by because of, I hope this doesn't come out wrong, but because of blind loyalty. You know, loyalty just isn't rewarded or recognized as you know, in hindsight, it wasn't recognized as I would have expected. Yeah, it was nice to go and get a paycheck. And while you're not guaranteed that the next job is going to be any better than the one you've got, I'm glad I got the nudge out the door because I wouldn't have done it on my own. And it's been a better situation for me, for the family, and just all around, I think. So I feel very blessed to have this job. It would have been a completely different situation a year earlier. And I look forward to what the next year brings. It's been an adventurous year this past year with all the training and travel and customers, and as I transition from one customer to the next, I look forward to seeing some of the people I met last year when I was a customer at the Knowledge Conference in San Diego. Now I'll be meeting them as a ServiceNow employee. So that's going to be very interesting. I do confess that I still miss the people. I'm having lunch with two former coworkers this week. One today, I've got to leave in just a few minutes after this is recorded, and one on Thursday, one of my former employees who informed me that he's moving to Florida. He will be the last original help desk agent that I had hired. There's one more person, he's an administrator, that he's still around, but not much of the original crew left anymore. One was promoted, one was fired, one's moving on, and a whole bunch of the interns were scattered to the wind. So, yeah, it's a whole different situation at that company. But God bless them. I still have a lot of stock in them, so I look forward to seeing where that's going to go. So I miss the people, and of course I miss my vacation time that I had accrued. That was very nice. It seems like I'm going from day to day or week to week, almost like living paycheck to paycheck on vacation time at this point. The couple weeks ago, there was a another LeaderFest. I don't know if I mentioned this before. LeaderFest is a young professionals organization. Actually, it's a conference of several organizations. The one in this area is called Pulse. There's another one called, I can't remember. There are several in Northeast Wisconsin, and once a year they get together for LeaderFest. I had gone to the one in 2009. It was held at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Went as an attendee and had some feedback, and based on that feedback, they asked me to speak in 2010, which I did. That was in Sheboygan over on Lake Michigan, about an hour, hour and 15. This one was actually held right here in Appleton, Wisconsin, so it was just a five-minute drive from my house, which was very, very nice. Nice sessions they had. I did not get to attend all the breakout sessions because I had two of them. There were three sessions in the afternoon. I spoke in the first and third on building your network, maintaining your network, and things all around that. Very well attended. I'm thrilled with the attendance. The rooms held 35, 40 people, and they were both packed. I got pictures at the first one, but I forgot to take pictures of the second one. Saw some former coworkers there from Plexus, so it was nice to say hi and talk to them before, during, and after the various sessions. Get caught up with them, you know, the one of whom I know from various ski trips and worked with him for years. So you know, his kids are getting older. My kids are getting older. We talked about everything from home repairs to work. And he's very happy. And it was a good experience. I'm glad I did LeaderFest this year and hope they ask me to come back next year. The other conference that's coming up, as I mentioned, is the Knowledge Conference in San Diego. I will be speaking this year. I had proposed a speaking engagement last year, I think, but it wasn't taken. This year, we're expecting about 1,000 attendees, which is very, very good. I think last year we had about 500, which just kind of blows my mind. But hey, business has doubled, so that stands to reason that we're going to have 1,000. The economy is getting a little better also, so you know, more people are sending people to conferences. This is a very educational thing. And for the first time, the customers are actually going to be doing more presentations than our company employees will be doing. So that'll be nice. But I do have, I'm co-chairing a presentation on our automatic discovery tool, which is what I was originally brought on for last summer, the part of the software that goes out and finds all your network devices and things and catalogs them and builds relationships between them. It's kind of cool. And well, Doug, the other guy, is handling the technical aspect at a real high level. Here's what it can do. I sit down and take him through. Now you got this all this information about your computer stuff in your database. What can you do with it in terms of processes? And how do you answer the question when somebody comes up and says, do we have enough licenses for this? Or what happens if I take this database down? So that'll be fun to do that. And again, see a lot of those people whom I met as either a colleague or you know, as attendee last year. I'll be seeing them as a customer this year. So looking forward to that. That is in 2 weeks, so the 14th. Going out, there's a scripting class Sunday, Monday, and then the conference starts on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I will be attending as a training assistant at the scripting class. I have not seen that, and a potential training opportunity for me in the future there as well. I always like to exercise the programming aspect of my career. I'm not sure I want to be a professional trainer 24/7, but help out where I can and give some feedback on that scripting class. They piloted it last week, went very well, and they'll make some tweaks for it as they debut it to the public at our conference. So that's about it. Very busy, very happy, and love talking to you. I'll keep this one short, 20 minutes. Until next time, this has been Chuck with Freestyle, wishing you a binary high five. 101.